What happened? We pranking. See, like, that's how they make a joke, but I weren't sure. Well, like, let me just ask. Because you were in DC like 5 minutes before that, we're laughing and joking. Like,
no, I was in an incident, bro.
What incident?
I was in an incident, bro. No.
Why you act like it's weird for me to ask that, bro?
No, because I'm actually keeping this in.
Oh. No.
No, I fell over.
How?
My leg got caught on something.
Caught on what? In the house, outside, bro?
In the house.
You fell over on the floor?
Yes, bro.
Like, face mount?
No, obviously, I'm like, reactions are quick, innit? But my phone was in my right hand. Mm. So I felt like that. Like, I've had to, you know how you have to protect your phone?
Mm.
Nah, bro, now. Nah. I had to stay there for a minute still. People ask me, oi, what happened? What happened? I'm thinking, me? They're asking me what happened. I'm the cause for their panic. Mm-hmm. I fell on the floor. I cut my toe.
That's crazy still.
No, man, I felt like a kid, fam. Because I don't
falling fall, over.
Falling over at your big age.
It's crazy.
Moms. And I said I cut myself. Nah, man.
I can't even imagine falling. Where? At least it's in the house, isn't it?
Mm. Bro, like, I even fell down the stairs.
Nah, you're
today,
violating.
Bro.
You're violating. How bro, are you falling down the stairs?
No, like, these are two things that don't happen to me. And I was like, I told my mom, like, yo, like, man, actually fell over. She's like, bro, like, your foot got stuck. It's not as if you just fell over. And I'm like, nah, but at my age, I can't be falling over. She's like, anyone can fall over.
Mm-hmm.
I said, mommy, if you fall over, the way I'll look at you, like, I'll leave you there, bro. At her age, you want to fall? What are you falling over for? Like, falling over is crazy.
It happens, to be fair. She's right, it happens, but it shouldn't happen, innit?
No, I was pissed.
It happened to me, like, what? Remember? Like, a couple months ago.
At Finney's house.
You obviously didn't see it.
That was different, though.
No, it wasn't. It was worse.
Yeah. Like.
Okay, yeah. If drinks in your system, then you get it. There's a bit of leeway.
No, but that's the worst, like. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Nah, I wasn't still.
You weren't ashamed of yourself. If I saw that, I would.
I was too focused on just getting up and patting myself to even think about being ashamed, bro.
No,
but obviously, like, when
I saw your shirt, I said, "What the hell did you do?" I was so confused,
mate. Now I quick have to think of a bath.
I don't remember what you said.
Someone spilled coke on my shirt.
Makes sense.
That was the only way to explain brown stains.
Oof. I'm not even well.
What's going on? What's going on? Falling over, coughing and spluttering, sore throat, taking lozenges. What's going on?
That's Benzo, not me.
It's that time of year,
man.
I actually had to take
my throat 2 days ago, but I went the next day. Next morning, I was gone. I only took one. But recent. Now I'll tell you off camera why I'm ill in it. But
okay, nice, bro.
No, like
we've all been there.
No, let me actually say it on camera. But like, I just have to cut my face. I think that damaged my system, bro. I promise you. I swear down. I just became ill after that day. So I said, nah, like.
I was going to say that.
There we
exactly.
go.
Exactly.
There we go.
With someone that was already ill.
I don't even know.
It's a man, man.
I don't even know. But yeah, like, I've been having a headache. I got a blocked nose. It's not as if I'm like, I got a cold, but I got a blocked nose. I don't have a cough or anything. My back has been hurting me. Bro, like, and obviously I had surgery, so now it's like a cause for concern right now. Like, I was hobbling last 2 days, bro.
Hobbling?
I think that's the word in there.
No, the word's right, but why were you hobbling, bro?
But the pain, like, the pain was bad.
From what?
I don't know, bro. I don't know. I was, on my mom's life, I was walking fine the day before. I woke up and there's pain in my back.
You were hobbling because of pain in your back?
My lower back. I've not been to the gym. I've not been to the gym since Monday.
Well, that's bad.
I've not been, because of my back. Because of my back. I was going to go today, but then I had a head. Like, my headache has just been dealing with me. I've just not been myself. My thing, but
when I tell you to get checked, suddenly I'm the one that's bougie.
For everyone keeps telling me, everyone keeps telling me to get checked. Bro, physiotherapist. What's the point? They'll just waste your time.
Not necessarily, mate.
Well, it's my physiotherapist or GP or anything.
Nah, physiotherapist. The GP will just give you flipping the paracetamol.
Yeah, I should have taken before I came upstairs, actually.
Paracetamol.
I should have taken
before. Physiotherapist will actually like try and.
Bro, but I've been physio. I've been physio from my back. Now, I know the exercises I need to do. So I just
banged on. Oh, you do them?
No, I don't do it anymore since like I got discharged. Like, bro, my surgery was like 7 years ago.
Seven? Oh yeah, of course. I don't know why I thought it was.
No. Don't get twisted. I reacted the same way when I said it's seven. It's even like 8 years.
Oh,
I did it in first year sixth form, bro.
8 years.
That's 8 years, bro. No, it's
2017.
That's 7 years.
7 years.
Oh, I was right. 7 years.
Six and a half, seven years, though. Yeah, that's long still. I'm not going to lie. 7 years is... that's almost 10, you know.
Bro, I remember six from like it was yesterday.
Yep.
So I don't understand how it's 7 years, but yeah, 7 years still.
Damn.
That actually sounds mad, though. When you actually
I didn't want to say that. I don't want to talk about mad. That's scary.
But yeah, man. That was my day today. I had to keep calling off sick as well.
Oh, you didn't work?
I worked from home the whole week.
Mm.
Yeah, because flu and all that, I don't want to mix in the office, do you know what I mean?
I was wondering, like, you sent a snap and you was at home on, like, Wednesday or something.
Bro, I've been home all week.
What's going on, bro?
All week I've been home. I even felt like they would think I'm on serious when I was actually, like, I was generally not, not up to scratch.
Do they really care, though? That's the thing.
I don't think they do.
They don't, really. Well, depends. Some men have got managers that are, do you get it, on their case.
I don't think they do, but like then again, I don't want to test it. I don't want to test it, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Test until they see. Are you having that option?
Nah, bro. So you see that film where...
It's not that great, though.
Okay. I think it's great.
No disrespect or anything.
Yeah, it's not that good.
It's not
that and great. I bailed like £5 as well.
Yeah, how much is it?
It was definitely more than £3.
So I brought food to share. I'm being told it's shit.
It's not shit,
but like, it's not what you just. Man used the word glorious.
It's glorious, bro. It felt glorious. It tastes glorious.
Pause.
Yeah,
that's not a pause.
I said it feeling felt glorious. It's crazy. anyway, how much was it?
Yeah, how much was it?
It was £5.
Though. There we go.
No.
Like,
that's because I like them, innit?
Bro, yeah. go Sainsbury's, go and buy the yum yums. Way better.
Bro, even Greg's donuts are better than that.
Stretch?
It's not a stretch.
Stretch?
It's not a stretch.
The glazed ones?
Yes.
Pause. Okay, yeah.
They're good. They're called glazed donuts.
They're actually called glazed donuts, to be fair. They're not better than
they are, bro.
Krispy Kremes?
Yes, they are.
Krispy Kremes. What? Krispy Kremes. Look at the spelling, bro. K-R-E-M-E-S. Creme.
It's Krispy Kreme, bro.
Okay, C-R-E-P-E-S. What does that spell?
Wait, what?
C-R-E-P-E-S. What does that spell?
P-E-S.
Wait, what did you say?
C-R-E, yeah, that's creps, exactly.
Okay, but this is K-R, is this, wait, how do they spell
it's cream? K-R-E-M-E. K-R-E-M-E-S,
yeah, exactly. So it's not even a real word, so you can pronounce it, they it's pronounce how word. They would.
It's not.
Bro, that's not how you spell creme, or that's not how you spell creme, bro.
Cream.
Creme is C-R-E-M-E.
Exactly.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Cream. Yes, it is.
Creme.
Yes.
Is what?
C-R-E-M-E. Yeah.
Or even, forget the E at the end, but it's probably E in the end.
Because they, exactly. Exactly. They added a K there. Because
like
they added a K there.
Creme de la creme.
Yeah.
C R E M E.
Yeah, but this is a K.
Exactly. That doesn't change the pronunciation of the E.
But it does because it's not a real word. So they marketed it as Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme, man. That sounds more uppity. Krispy Kreme.
Uppity.
Yeah, bro. Okay. Krispy Kreme. Krispy Kreme.
Okay.
What are you creaming? Exactly. It's Krispy Kreme, bro. You know what I mean?
Ah!
What? But yeah, I was speaking to my friend earlier.
I said, what are you creaming?
And she goes in 5 days a week.
So does our boy.
Yeah. But the cost ain't the same, innit? Because she gets trained. And she was like, her outgoings on travel was $5
a month.
I was like, what? Get a new job, bro. $5 on travel for the month.
Wait, let me do the math. 20 days, that's £25 a day.
Exactly. And I won't even include a lunch either.
What?
Exactly. It's mad.
Our transport's £25 a day.
Scary.
Where's she travelling to?
Is can't even remember.
That's definitely like a two train thing, though.
I can't even remember. I don't know. I can't remember. But yeah, she said five bills. Five bills is scary. Unhealthy. I said, look for, I even need to reply.
£25 a day, bro. I can't lie. I'm leaving still. Well, I'm negotiating like a hybrid working thing. Like.
No, but she loves her job, though. That's the thing. Which is the, I'm like, you love your
can't
job,
love your mate, job five paying five bills on transport, bro.
Something's got to give, man.
You got to pay lunch. Let's say you pay £10. Let's say you're doing £10 on lunch a day. That's another two bills in a month, bro. That's seven bills.
People doing
for some people, day. That's like three quarters. No, not three quarters. But like almost half their salary, bro.
Five bills in a month on travel. I'd cry, bro.
I wouldn't do it. What I pay on transport is like, like £80 maybe.
A month?
Yeah, bro. £80, £90 maybe.
And you go in three times?
Mm-hmm.
12 like, times?
I'm even lying. I think it's
it can't less. Be. That means it costs you what, like £7?
If it's less, bro.
Back and forth?
Yeah.
How does that work?
£570 times 3 times 4 is what?
£570 times 3 times 4? Sound like £60, £70.
Oh, exactly.
570 return.
Yeah, it's like almost £70 still.
You got a discount, fam?
Nope. Just tap.
Damn.
Just tap, yeah, £70. Then I pay for lunch, I put do six quid a day. That's 18 times 4, £72.
Damn.
Man. What's that then in total? What did I say just now? 72?
72, yeah.
Yeah, so £150 on food, lunch, and lunch and transport.
Oh, that's not bad.
Exactly. But I have to minimise it. Like, so a couple of men will do. Bear in mind, that £6 is breakfast and lunch. Because I go Tesco meal deal for lunch.
Oh, then obviously breakfast is subsidised.
Yeah, no, yeah. Good word. It actually is, yeah. Subsidised still.
Yeah, man. Office life. Yeah, man.
That's breakfast is like £2.60. Then lunch, £3.40.
Everything. Is it buffet?
Nah.
Oh, that's right.
It's just cheap, yeah. So oh, I get two eggs, two. No, not two eggs. Oh, no, I do get two eggs. Two fried eggs, two sausages, and then beans.
Is that louder than usual?
Nah, I don't know.
It's normal, bro.
You sure?
Yeah. Exactly. It's because we're normally talking that we don't actually, like, deep it. If that makes sense.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
That's a good question, though, if it's that loud normally. Well, it won't get picked up, but we're not.
Yeah, cool.
Tired, man. I'm just happy it's Friday, bro.
I'm not even tired, I'm just in pain.
Friday, yeah.
Yeah, Sunday. Oh, shout out to you lot, by the way.
Shout out to them.
For getting us to the finalists. So
yeah, every time.
Shout out to you lot.
That was a good bit of news, man. Beautiful.
I don't think we even promoted it like that too much, but obviously, thank you lot for voting for us.
Yeah.
We even need to do the video today.
I haven't even thought about that. Yeah. But that event's on February the Saturday, I've forgotten. Early Feb.
February 11th,
there we go.
Yeah.
So, we'll cross that bridge when it comes to it, to be fair, but yeah. How you lot's week been?
Just been in pain, really.
What about you, Benzo?
Just had a sore throat all week.
All week?
Not all week.
When did you buy that thing? That's cough sweet.
Today.
Yeah, I'm glad. Those work wonders, though.
Yeah. Like, I've been buying them every day, all week. And then this morning, I was like, I don't need it. I thought I didn't need it. And then I could barely speak at work today, like. So, yeah.
Just suck on it, bro.
Just pause.
You know what's alarming? He wanted to say that.
It's like, what else would I do? Like, you know, like, you just wanted to say it, but it's okay.
He actually set himself up to say that, like. Damn, you got problems, bro. Are we going to that event?
Some people chew on it.
Chew on what? A hard sweet?
I'm not going to actually chew on bare hard sweets.
Like that?
Like, that's gone in 2 seconds. Not 2 seconds, like.
You bite it in half?
Crack it.
You ain't even supposed to do that, bro.
That's what I'm saying to you. That's how I said suck it, bro, because I crack it.
You ain't got to double down and say it again, no, but man.
I don't suck it. Why would I suck it? Bun that, bro. Why am I sucking?
Are we going to that event today? I didn't even want to talk about that no more.
Oh, Fez?
Crazy.
No.
Nah.
No.
What event?
Brilliant.
Well, I was talking about in the car.
Oh, first. But you said you were going.
No, I didn't.
She did.
I just said that, oh, there's an event today.
That's it all the time, bro.
I never said I'm going.
No, but like, you bring it up like you're going, and it's like, ah, oh,
bro. I invite you, man, to bad places, but...
Doesn't mean you're going.
No, I don't mean I'm going. I'm
but just... you'll go, like, last minute.
Yeah, like, if it makes sense to go, like, man, where is? But, like, for example, if I hear that bear man are going today, of course I'll rise.
Yeah, but, yeah.
But, like, if I'm not hearing about it, I'm just going to start out, man. Even now, like, I'm not well, bro. Why am I going to go party? And I ain't got a drink.
That's not a reason. Let's be real. You've been to bear moments when you ain't 100%. Bear moments.
Yeah, but right now, I'm not even 100%. I'm like 50%.
That's good enough.
Nah.
50%. You can operate at 50%.
Like, I've got a blocked nose. I'm going to talk to people with blocked nose. My head is hurting me.
Okay, head is hurting. Blocked nose doesn't even sound too bad.
But I've even got... Yeah, my blocked nose is not that bad. I'm not going to lie. But I've even got, like, back pain, bro. Like, come on, man.
That's crazy. First it was shoulder. Then it was... Even my back is hurting as well. It's just a bit sore. I had a session yesterday, 2 days ago.
Physio?
Nah, gym.
Gym. Oh, so.
Just a little bit.
When did we say we're going to gym? Next week?
Friday, yeah.
I've been waiting for that session, man. I don't know why guys are moving along.
I mean, you got to give guys notice, man. We're adults now, man.
No, allow that, man.
It's facts, bro.
I think that's so, like, so forced.
It's not. Like, we had to schedule gym in our calendars 9 days in advance.
No, but generally, the only reason is because, like, not everyone's schedule is actually that busy. My schedule has become actually busy. Obviously, obvious reasons.
Exactly.
That's but other saying. Than that, like, I don't think our schedules are going to be that busy unless, like, obviously the podcast takes over where we have to be filming with other things and doing all this, like, media and all that.
Yeah, other than
that, like, if you're just working a normal job...
That's the thing. We're scheduling doing different things. So yeah, we can't just... You get it after 5 or 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, let's just go to the gym. I wanted to talk about football, but I forgot what I was watching. Who was I watching? Loons and Don E are on this new show. It's Bobby Kasanga's new show. Talk about football. And what did Loons say? Loons was talking about Arsenal and Liverpool, the FA Cup game, yeah?
He's a Liverpool fan, isn't he?
He's a Liverpool fan, yeah. And he was saying how we've said before that Arsenal just ain't what they were last season.
Bro, I was saying that and guys try to get on to me.
Yeah, it's true. And he was saying how... He was saying to Don E, because Don E's an Arsenal fan, isn't it? He was saying, how long does Arteta have?
Oh my God, the same question.
And he was saying, oh, we've got to give him time.
Time? He's been there like 4 years.
Exactly, I was annoyed that no one said that. I was like, bro, he's been there 4 or 5 years. What do you mean time, bro? Like, if Poch took 4 or 5 years...
Poch wouldn't get 4 years.
Neither would Ten Hag.
Poch has one more year on his contract.
There we go. Same arms.
He was given a 2-year contract.
That makes sense, though. That makes sense.
He literally has another year.
He was given a 2-year contract, and he signed a bunch of youngsters. He's a fraud, man. He's a fraud.
No. Bearing in mind, Boehly and them, man, are the ones that made the signings.
I
said that about... Remember, I said that about Potter as well before he left. I said Potter did not want those signings.
Yeah, but Poch didn't make most of those youngsters as his signings, though. He didn't. No. He had most of them already there.
Yeah, fairs.
Who did he sign? He hasn't signed. Who's he signed?
Poch didn't really sign anyone.
Yeah. He's working on what he's got.
But obviously, Poch didn't do much of the signings. He just is the... We had another word. It's not manager, what is it? Trainer. Not trainer.
Coach. Head coach.
Coach. Head coach.
Yeah.
He weren't really involved in the signings. It was Boehly and
Egbiri or something.
I don't know
who that is. His name wrong, isn't it? But
it's like Egbali or
Egbali, I think.
Something like that. Yeah. But yeah, like, they were doing something in it to get the signings. It'll work out, though. You can see the quality in all of them.
And Kunku, though.
I don't know for him.
Lavia.
Yeah, man, I don't know.
Caicedo, what's going on?
It's going to come true. Caicedo. Caicedo's good, man. It's going to come true, don't worry.
Caicedo, brother. Enzo doesn't even start games no more.
Yeah, that's actually crazy. I'll be real.
He literally started last game.
FA Cup. You don't start league. He ain't started a league game for a minute. I'm not going to lie. Am I bugging out? He ain't.
All right, watch tomorrow.
Who are you playing tomorrow? There's a 12:30 game tomorrow.
That's the Chelsea game.
Chelsea.
I'm playing Fulham.
Oh, you just played them. No, you didn't. That was Fulham.
That was Liverpool.
Chelsea, Fulham. Are you at home?
Yeah.
When are we playing? Sunday? Tottenham?
Yeah, watch us smoke Fulham 3-0.
Smoke Fulham?
3-0.
Smoke Fulham.
After we just lost, watch Palmer get a goal.
He may get a goal, but I don't know if you're winning that game, bro. Fulham on.
Yeah, it could go either way. No, Fulham on that.
Fulham are like hot and cold.
We're going to win them. We're going to win like 3-0 and then we're going to go 7th.
3-0?
We're going to go to 7th.
You're not going to win 3-0. You're not winning 3-0.
Against Fulham?
Yeah.
To be fair, when Fulham are cold, they're bad, innit?
They're really bad right now, but Chelsea are actually bad.
No, we're not bad at all.
You guys are bad.
We're better than you.
You're not. You're actually bad abroad.
All right, cool. Remember when we said this, and then when the episode releases, just make sure you comment on the Insta post. I'm sorry, Haas.
I will.
When we're above you, just say, I'm sorry, Haas.
What? Just when? Or are you talking about at the end of the season?
No, I said when the episode releases, just make sure you caption, comment on the, when you post, just make sure you comment, I'm sorry, Haas.
Are you that close to us?
We're 3 points below you.
Oh, fairs.
Wait, we're crap. Lose to Tottenham and you see what happens. I'm sorry, Haas.
If we lose and you don't win, we're still above you. So you have to win.
We're going to win. There's no doubt in my mind. We just lost to Middlesbrough. We're going to come back, bro. Trust me.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That was even pathetic in itself.
Yeah, it's calm, though.
Two legs.
Hmm. It's calm, man. Like, you see me? I'm not worried, man. I'm not stressed. I got bets on the line, bro. Trust me, man. It's going to come above me. And
on that. Oh, okay. I was going to say.
Going to make 150 this month. Trust me. Not this month, sorry. At the end of the season. 150.
What? What's our bet? As in, how much is it? 50.
Only 50. No, we doubled it, Abil.
Did we?
Yeah, you doubled it, bro.
Are you sure?
You doubled it, bro, on the group chat. Don't make me get my evidence out, bro.
Did you show me the evidence?
It's calm.
Did we double it?
Yeah, bro.
I can't remember, innit?
I offered you, you said, yeah, let's do it, bro.
Oh, yeah, that's how I'll do it.
And a screenshot, bro. It's calm. You think you're going to get more goals than us this season? January. It was February.
You're in trouble.
I'm joking. We actually didn't do that. Let me not take your money.
And Nkunku ain't there. He even scored in the first game.
I was joking. We didn't actually double it.
Are you sure?
We actually didn't. I didn't actually.
Should we double it?
You said it. Should we double it? Like, you get more goals than us?
Two bets?
No, we only have one. Only 3-1.
Finish above is your bet with Zeno. Zeno. Yeah. Oh, okay. Let's keep that at £50. We got players coming back this weekend, though.
Don't matter.
Got Lissandro coming back. Potentially Shaw. Potentially Casemiro.
Isn't Shaw fit?
I don't know.
Shaw is fit.
Fit?
I didn't even know Shaw was unfit.
They said he might come back.
Has not been back. Maybe he got injured again.
I saw we might see 6 players come back. I don't know who the 6 are, though. Because Mount's not in that.
But Mount's training again.
Yeah, he's got a calf injury.
That's like we're 3 goals behind Arsenal.
Yeah, but you guys are just crap, man. I'm sorry. When we talk about one player, that Modric guy, yeah.
He's actually getting better this season.
No, he's actually bad. At first, I was just giving him time, but he can't. On the ball, he's just not good enough.
Do you know what it is?
He's just not good enough. He's too raw of a player.
He's like Garnacho in that sense. Like, when he's on the ball, he doesn't really know when to make the smart decision.
But
Garnacho sometimes make the right decision.
Yeah.
But Modric.
Modric can't do what Garnacho can do on the ball.
Yeah, he can't.
He can't.
I'm not going to lie to you.
He actually can't.
It's now that we're actually talking about football, how do you lot feel about Sancho? Because this is... I'm not going to lie.
Don't care.
No.
I genuinely don't care.
This is concerning.
What's concerning?
The fact that he's opened his social media. He's doing up...
Oh, I was about to do the same thing. He kissed the badge.
Bro, he don't... Like, bro, I'm not going to lie. It's actually your manager's fault.
We know.
It's actually your manager's fault. The fact that Sancho is not what Sancho is meant to be doing, it's your fault. Bellingham is killing it. Haaland's killing it. Sancho, I'm not gonna lie, he's better than both of them.
Bro, he's just not like he's not for United right now.
He doesn't know how to use him, bro. I'm telling you.
Ten Hag don't know how to use him.
Sometimes he'll be on the wing, sometimes
he'll
be 10.
Let Sancho go and kill it in BVB and Champions League.
He probably will.
Doesn't mean anything.
It does.
Doesn't mean a damn thing.
Why? Because the German League.
Doesn't mean, yeah.
No.
Doesn't mean a damn thing.
He couldn't cook in the Prem.
Yeah, exactly. So he has to go back to the German League.
Every other signing.
Okay, let him kill it in the Champions League and you're pissed. He didn't even play in the Champions League.
Are they even in the Champions League anymore?
Yeah, they are.
Oh.
They got through.
Are they?
Yeah, they are.
It's our season they did.
Every other signing had that 1 or 2 game highlight where they played. Even Anthony had a couple. Okay, he's not bad. Do you get it? Mount had his little time. Main news come through. He's had his time. Amrabat's played a couple good games. he hasn't had many good games. He hasn't.
Who's Sancho?
And on top of that,
that's his fault.
He didn't get a run of games. No, it isn't.
That's his fault.
That's his fault.
And there was
Broski was complaining that he was getting benched because of Anthony, because of favoritism, which is true.
And it was when it was his time to get a run of games. That was when he decided to put out that statement. Because I'm pretty sure he was injured. Rashford was injured. That was his time. That was when he could have competed with Garnacho for that place. But he decided to put that statement. Huh?
Wasn't it Anthony?
That was injured.
That he was competing with?
I don't know. It was a winger. It was someone. Someone was injured. And
Garnacho's a left winger.
Yeah, Sancho plays on the left as well.
That he was competing with, bro. Sancho wasn't playing on the right.
Yeah, he doesn't like to play on the right.
But, I mean...
And bro, this season,
I think that's so poor of you lot to let him go.
It's fought on both sides.
I think it's poor for you lot to let him go.
No, he had to go. He wasn't getting on with the gaffer. He had to go. Like, he wasn't going to get game time here. No chance.
Ten Hag should have been the bigger man.
And did what?
He's got too much pride, man.
And allow him to play, get back into the game, bro.
That was never going to happen.
Nah, man.
A player put out a statement, didn't say sorry, and he's going to swallow it and play him again.
He did exactly what the problem is at Man United.
Ten Hag is the one that threw him under the bus first.
Yeah, but you put out a statement, though.
Yeah, because I'm responding to you, bro. How else is he meant to respond?
No, you can't do that.
With media?
You can't do that stuff.
Bro, you firm it, bro.
No,
that
manager.
That your gaffer throws you under the bus.
Bro, you know, what's it called? Do you know Pep? Who did he call overweight? That's it. He called Phillips overweight. Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's disrespected De Bruyne at a point, Kyle Walker at a point. No statements or nothing. Yeah, it's because we're at United.
Yeah, but if De Bruyne wanted to respond, Pep ain't going to do nothing.
But he's not going to respond.
Bro.
He's not going to. He respects the, the manager.
KDB's got that power, though.
KDB's got the power to
be what? KDB told him to shut up on the pitch, bro.
Told Pep to shut up on the pitch?
Yes. It's on video. And he affirmed. Yeah, bro. Yes, bro. Pep said, "Oh, I like his attitude." I was like, "What? That's crazy."
That's football, man. That's just football.
No, that's not football.
That's just football. When Benzema
telling the gaffer to tell the
when Benzema to told Vinny that when Benzema told the whole team,
he just said snakey stuff. That was snakey.
And Ancelotti said it was fine.
No, that wasn't fine.
Ancelotti said it was fine.
Man said he's playing against us,
bro. That's just to get him. You know what I mean? Get to that level. But no, he's too soft of a player.
That's so rude.
Sancho's too... What other manager is actually letting you go to another country to train and get your mental health back together? You have no injuries, no nothing. Yeah. He gave Sancho time out and this guy decided to come back. And then the first time Ten Hag disrespects him, quote unquote, he decides to put out a statement. No other manager's given him that time. And I promise you, I don't think he's going to do well.
It wasn't the first game, though.
What do you mean?
It was a few games before he put out that statement.
Now, I'm not saying in this first game, but I'm just saying like... The fact that a manager did that for you and it was the first time that Ten Hag disrespected him and he decides to put out a statement instead of thinking, you know what, this guy's done a lot for me, maybe just trying to give me, you know what I mean, like a boost or like kick up the ass or something like that.
He's wrong for that and I don't want him back. Like, I hope he bangs there and we sell him.
He's a soft player, bro. He's a soft player.
I don't want him. He's not...
He doesn't have the mentality.
He ain't got it.
He's so soft. Such a...
He ain't got it, I don't think. He's a good player. I like him, but that stunt.
And even this season, he even looks overweight. He's not going to do anything.
Anthony looks
bro,
overweight.
Bro, he like, geez, overweight. Look like bro.
He's
overweight.
Chubby, bro.
He's overweight.
Overweight.
Right, that's like why he can't. Face. That's why he's not rapid in the Premier.
He was never rapid though.
Yeah, but he was declining. He was never going to make it this season. I saw it happening. That's why Ten Hag put him at 10.
The move to BVB still shows that he's got the fight. It's not that it's a London thing.
Yeah, I don't
not
think.
London, sorry. But like he's back in England. It's not that thing.
He called it home. He called it home.
Because he bought there, innit? That's the only
reason.
Go back
to Germany's, man.
Because he bought there.
I think we'll sell him, innit?
100%. That's the only reason we loaned him. Because
you lot are paying his fees, no? His salary?
Like 40% or something like that.
I think so.
Impossible, it's not 40.
That's the figure I saw. I don't know if it's 40 or not. But I'm hearing that Ineos like Greenwood.
Of course.
Who?
He's balling out right now.
He's in yours.
Our 25% owners.
Yeah, Jim Ratcliffe's company.
Ratcliffe and his lot.
Oh, that they want to bring him back?
Potentially, innit? Because that year out,
he's
given the fans time to sort of settle down and that.
And bro,
everyone's seen the league a player of the month.
Do you know what teams, do you know how many teams want him? Barcelona want him right now, fam.
What was it that Griezmann said?
But did he say something about Griezmann?
He played Atletico and Griezmann was like, he was unplayable.
Who, Greenwood, innit?
He was unplayable. Like, they couldn't deal with him. He was the problem.
He's a baller, isn't it?
Like, his ability was never the issue.
We knew
he was a brazy player from the jump.
Yeah.
It was just that he made some crazy, disgusting decisions. But
that was always the plan. I think they are going to bring him back.
Huh?
I think they have to, man.
I think they will bring him back.
because
he's too valuable to just sell.
Yeah, 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 100%.
In the club,
like, it's not like Sancho. It's not like, you know what I'm saying, he's actually.
No, he's got value to add to it. Yeah. And if he comes back, Anthony is pissed.
Yeah.
Anthony's done
pissed in a lot of situations, bro.
Because he can only play right wing. Because at least with Garnacho, he can play both wings.
Yeah.
Rashford, worst comes to worst, he can play up front. Bruno, worst comes to worst, he can play middle, left, or right. Do you know what I mean? Him is right or nothing.
Yeah.
Get me? Lack of versatility. So he's in trouble. Even Greenwood, he's both footed. Do you get me? He can play nine, he can play left or right as well. So, yeah, Anthony, I think he's done. But Mainu, oh, wow. Do you know what? I'll hold my hands up because...
I told you about him.
Because you said, and I knew about him. But you said...
Everyone's laughing at me, saying, oh, I'm shilling Mainu. Oh, I'm shilling an 18-year-old. I said it.
I knew he was cold, like, from the academy like 2 years ago. And you said, if we bring him in now, it makes a difference. I said, yeah, he's young, a lot of pressure on his shoulders. Don't know if he can handle it yet. He's got to be eased in. And fair enough.
It makes a difference.
He was right.
It makes a difference.
Every game, he's more or less the best ball on the pitch.
And I said it. The midfield would be Bruno, him, and Casemiro. And what did I say? I said Mount will be fighting Mainu for his place. 100%.
Mount's injured, though, so we don't know that.
When he comes back, he's going to be fighting. He's not dropping Mainu at all.
But Mainu plays deep, though. Mount
no, but when Casemiro comes back, he'll be allowed to go forward.
You think he'll start Casemiro?
Yes, he has to. He has no choice. We have no choice. Who else would we start? This Bruno's mix. No. I don't like him as
loan.
I don't like him loan. That's too much pressure.
For he's done it though.
Yeah, but still,
he did it against flipping. What was it? Liverpool. He played decent against.
Still
Liverpool.
Too much pressure. He's better. He can create. He's better than McTominay.
So you think he's playing for eight?
Yeah. 100%. 100%.
If he plays for eight, then Mount's got something to think about.
100%. I don't understand that signing.
Thank you for the money. That's what got Mount's player.
Thank you for the money.
Mount's a player. Havertz, fair enough. Thank you for the money, because that guy, Jesus Christ.
Mount,
60 million. Thank you for the money. Man. Havertz was what? Havertz was more,
65.
Yeah, it was around 60.
Havertz is, I don't know why these guys are dying on the hill for flipping Havertz, bro. Like, Luz was even saying how, like, Havertz, everything he's done at Arsenal, he did at Chelsea, bro. Scoring a couple goals here and there, headers, tap-ins. Get me cute little side foot finish, whatever it is. And he's going to go back to just being Havertz, bro. Missing better chances. Walking around like he's 2 miles down, like he's Berbatov, and he's not Berbatov.
I don't know his position. Yeah. I don't know what his best position is.
Neither do I.
And I think that's Chelsea's fault, bro. You guys played him everywhere.
It's Arteta's fault. Why did he sign him?
Yeah, it's his fault. True.
Why did he sign him?
We played Havertz as a centre mid first.
Then you played him on a wing.
No, we didn't play him on a wing.
You've played him on the wing.
Yeah, in the front three, yeah. Because we had Aubameyang. Right? Yeah, so we played him on the left. Weren't making sense. We put him up front. Like, it was all right.
A couple headers.
And then, like, we just didn't know where it made sense for him. Also, it was Frank that put him in the centre mid. But after that, like, we just didn't know.
Did Frank sign him?
Yeah. I think so.
Frank. Yeah, he signed him, Werner.
Frank signed Werner.
Yeah.
And Ziyech.
Yeah, and Ziyech.
The thing is, yeah, Werner's gone to Spurs. I think he'll do decent, you know. Like, man are saying, oh, Werner can't score goals. I can't lie. Under a good coach, which Ange is, I can't lie. I think he'll look better than he did at Chelsea.
And I don't think he's going to be playing striker.
Probably not.
I don't think he's playing striker.
He'll stretch that back line, bro.
Yeah, he'll play Son up front. He'll keep Son up front and then play.
You think he'll bench Richarlison?
He's not. Richarlison's not it. Start like that, Richarlison's okay. Not it.
No, but he likes Richarlison, though. I don't even remember him starting like that. Because that means he'll be Son up front, Johnson right, or Kulusevski right. Ooh, Johnson bench.
No, Johnson not getting... If Kulusevski's playing, then obviously Johnson will be benched, but...
Werner's not good enough to start on the left, though.
Who else is? Richarlison is just... They're the same thing.
Werner's rubbish, please.
Let's not. He was rubbish for you.
Werner's rubbish. Why is he on loan from Leipzig?
The thing is, though, I wouldn't be surprised if he starts scoring goals, innit?
Why is he on loan from Leipzig? He just went there.
I don't even know.
He's rubbish. He's rubbish. Know.
When he was at Leipzig before he came to you, man.
He was a goal. 27 he was a goals. Badge man. And then now he's rubbish.
I don't know what's going on down there.
Anyways, let me do an intro.
Yeah.
Welcome to the What We Saying Pod. It's your boy Hustle Hustler. You join my co-host, T9 in the building.
What are you saying?
You also join my other co-host, the man behind the scenes, the man behind the camera. He has no face, but he has a name. His name is Benzo Ape.
Yo.
What are we saying?
Shout out to you lot. Make sure you lot like, comment, and subscribe.
Single time.
Yeah, man. Make sure you hit the follow button as well on our Instagram and all that.
Yep. Still don't like 689, 688, or 690.
Yeah, man. I thought it would be on 700,
bro. Yeah, man. Let's push that. Let's push that, man. Tell your friends and all that stuff, man.
Make sure you follow us on Spotify as well, man. And leave a review. Make sure you hit the...
The polls on Spotify as well. Yeah. I've been putting those up.
I saw someone say they want food for thought back. So, I'll try and bring
that
back.
Where's that, bro?
On Spotify, you need to check the app.
Nah, as in like, where's your food for thought? Why'd you stop?
Didn't really think that they cared for it.
Did I screenshot something that I wanted to ask you lot?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I don't really think they cared about it like that. But then again, that's the second time someone's asked me for it, so.
Second time?
Yes, though someone asked me in real life. But I just never really thought to bring it back. But yeah, man will think of something in it. I don't know, I never actually thought they actually cared, I won't lie.
No, the fact that someone shouted you in real life, that means that, get me, like, that he really or she really wanted to.
It's a guy that commented, it's a girl that spoke to me in real life about food for thought, stone. But yeah.
Yeah, it's just like a little bit of.
You found it?
No, I didn't find it. It's just a little like token of motivation sort of thing to keep the guys and the girls going, do you know what I mean?
Should I post a clip today on TikTok?
Might as well. No harm in doing that.
Cool, I can post it now, actually. I just leave them in the draft now, still.
Oh, that's quick.
Yes, I just post it quickly.
Which one is it? Because you know three of them had the same date, I told you.
Bro, I must have five comments. What are they laughing at?
Probably some old clip.
Just fly out.
Low. Facts, bro.
Take the jacket.
Facts, man.
Someone said bye. Like, he thought...
What?
You know when you read a hate comment,
oh,
just gotta brush that, man.
Did you not watch Shannon Sharpe and Cat Williams?
I actually didn't. They do long episodes. That thing's like 3 hours, bro. Yeah. Like, I'm not watching that.
Views though,
I think it's on like almost 50. It's on 50 million now.
Close enough, innit,
bro?
That's clear.
It was on like 30 million in like 3 days, bro.
Yeah, that's not right, man.
It's not right. It's not right how viral that went.
45. 9 days.
Oh, swear, this man's episode released. Oh.
Wait. Oh, first. Yeah, 45, no, 9 days. And he was talking the madness.
Why are they making a clip like that? I'm putting my face like that, man. I'm lacking in that.
What is it, though?
It's a YouTube Shorts, isn't it?
Now, what's the clip?
Christmas gift for adults.
Oh.
Yeah, I think as you get older, you realize as a kid, you're like, oh yeah, looking forward to Christmas. As you get older, you realize, hey, it's not kids, it's just me.
Did you not end up buying a Christmas gift, by the way?
Bro, if I show you my bank statement, you won't find it funny, fam.
I ain't gonna lie, my bank statement didn't really hurt like that. But I still bought.
You won't find it
funny. I bought one the day before.
For how many people?
Three.
One, two, three.
I didn't buy it for my brother. I didn't buy it for my dad.
One, two, three, four.
Yeah, you're bugging.
Bro,
Oh, no, you're not bugging. No, yeah, you're bugging. Yeah, why? You're bugging.
I'm not bugging.
There's actually only your sister, your mum, and your brother. I mean, your dad, sorry.
No, I bought for my auntie, my mum's sister as well.
The one that you picked up that time?
Yeah.
You must like her a lot, innit?
Yeah, she's cool still. She's cool. That's my... I got a favourite auntie. That's my favourite auntie still.
Come I have on. A favourite auntie? No, I don't. But I have a lot of good aunties that I need to pay when I'm older, innit?
What? What do you mean?
Nah, like when I get up, man, my should drop them cash, innit?
Yeah. The ones that have like looked after you and that.
Yeah.
That are very cool with. I was saying to mum the other day because she came home late yesterday. She left work at like 6. She got home at like 11. And I'm thinking... I was about to call her, then I checked the GC, she was like, oh, she's gone to her sister's crib. I'm like, oh, that makes sense. And when she got home, she was talking about, oh, like, she got to her sister's house, they was talking outside in the cold. Auntie said she got cold, so they went to the car, they was in the car, just in bantering, she was showing her reels and that, showing her TikToks and that. I'm like, rah. I'm like, you lot's relationship is like a teenage sister-sister relationship. And I'm like, you've kept the same relationship
since young.
Since young, like, get me for like, what, however many years on, I'm like, that's lit still, I'm not gonna lie. So I'm like, yeah.
I've only really done that like a few times in my brother's store.
What, like just like gisted?
Yeah.
I can't like see them TikToks where like girls will say like the older brother will come in the room and just like mess shit up and then walk out.
Yeah.
Bro, well, my sister told me I do that every single day. Every day still.
No, I don't do that.
Only difference is like more time I'll just sit on the bed and we'll just talk for bare long. Like it's crazy. It's
no, crazy. Before I used to do that, but now I don't really do it.
I don't know. It's just you don't not find it weird that our siblings have their own life.
Nah, not anymore.
But do you not remember having that realization that raw, like you're not just a sibling in my life, like you have your own life in which I'm your sibling. Do you get
your own life? 6 years ago, still.
6 years ago?
Yeah.
Also, your brother's older, so that makes more sense.
Yeah, 6 years ago, still.
Yeah, it's crazy, still.
Like, now bro, you can actually, I can't do maths, you know.
Why six?
It's not six, bro.
Is it six? I'm just. You know how many years ago six is? That's 2018. Yeah, 13.
No, it's 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Bro, I keep mixing my age now because of obviously my birthday next week.
Mm. Do you not chat to your siblings though?
Yeah.
Like you can confide in them and that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, you lot siblings are older, so you lot probably been doing that for longer, but I can't even. Yeah, they are.
That's not even, I haven't been doing it for longer.
Oh, yeah. Because my sister only became an adult, in the past year or something. When I deep's like, okay, you're not a snitch now. You get it? Man can tell you stuff.
But she's actually a snitch though.
Nah, that's the thing. Like, I'm violating. She was never a snitch, but I wasn't sure that she wasn't.
Oh, I hear you.
Do you get it?
Mm.
I had to see that you're solid. Like, you ain't gonna go tell mom and dad that, oh, like, you know, when I did that, like,
yeah.
Do you get it? But now I can be like, I can come home just about something that happened when I went out or something like that. So, yeah, it's lit still. I'm not gonna lie.
But do you actually go into detail?
Sort of.
When I say detail, I mean like detail.
No, man. No. No, nah. Not that level of detail, but outlines in it. But she sort of knows, if that makes sense.
Obviously, you don't need to answer this, innit? I'm not even interested in, like, do you get me? But, like, do you feel like you're at the level where, like, she could tell you she like, has, like, a boyfriend?
Oh, broski. I remember, like, a year ago, she was on the phone to her friend.
Yeah.
And my man's all telling me, oh, what? Has your brother got FIFA and that? I'm like, of course I got FIFA. And he wanted to play me at FIFA.
I'll punch him up, bro.
This was FIFA 23 days, but he had 22. So luckily, I had 22 on the App Store, innit? So I re-downloaded it and I played him. I had to smoke him 6-0 twice. I said, I could not lose this game. Imagine losing a game some guy that your sister's chatting to.
My younger cousin tried to call me out on FIFA. I told them, yo, I used to school your dad, bro. Just behave yourself, man.
These youngers, they get to an age where they can feel like they can just start talking to guys anyhow. You can talk to me, like,
but like,
it's mad.
Like, dude. Fortnite, he'll probably smoke me. My young cousin's like 11 now.
11, he'll smoke you?
At Fortnite, yes.
11?
Bro, of course.
Year 6?
Bro, these man banged. That's not year 6. What do you mean? 11 Fortnite, is year bro.
6, bro. Oh, if we said year 11.
Nah, 11's year 6, bro.
No, these man bang Fortnite, bro. They watch the streams and stuff. Like, man, I don't do that. So
they do bang Fortnite.
Maybe at Fortnite, but FIFA, no chance. I'll kill you. Nah, yeah, but.
Did we even talk about this Cat Williams thing?
No, we didn't. We didn't. We sidetracked him.
I didn't really watch it, though.
I didn't watch it either.
I only saw the clips on TikTok.
But yeah. I watched other podcasts that watched it, innit?
He just said a lot of mad things.
He got onto all the comedians, bro. He got onto all of Hollywood. He was talking about Steve Harvey. He was talking about Eddie Murphy.
Kevin Hart.
He was talking about Kevin Hart. He was talking about some
of the stuff he said was like, not true, but then...
It's true, but weird.
Yeah, it's like, true, but weird. Like, he said something about like, oh, when you get to that stage in Hollywood as a black comedian, you then get that type of light-skinned wife. With the oddly shaped head or something like that.
That they don't do interviews.
Yeah,
they don't do interviews.
I ain't ever heard Steve Harvey's girl on the interview.
And then they showed all like,
yeah, deep, I saw
and
it.
I was like, yo,
like
wait.
Nine different pictures.
Yeah,
like,
they're all lights.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy was there.
Crazy. Yeah.
Steve Harvey, his wife's black though, no?
I have no clue.
Steve Harvey's wife.
She's light, kid, bro.
She's light.
Who? Lori Harvey's mom.
Yeah, like Marjorie, I think her name is.
She's light, bro.
Swear. There was like nine pictures of comedians with light skinned wives still.
I heard Kevin Hart actually cheated against her.
I was about to say that.
Is it?
Yeah, he cheated again, apparently. That guy has an issue.
Have you seen that clip of him and Charlamagne? When he's like, oh, my wife is my rib. He's like, what's your favorite side of your ribs? Like, I know some shit about you, Charlamagne.
Oh, good for him, man. He's just messing.
Nah, he's got issues.
He's got a problem.
He's got making a mess.
He's actually like, I'm sure he's like in his 50s.
No, he's not. Oof.
Kevin Hart is definitely like 50, man.
Nah, not yet, still.
Is he 50?
Like, no, he's not 50. Why do they grow grey hair so quickly then?
Stress. In it? Stress, bro. Hollywood. Stress.
No, they all got grey hair.
Not for the faint-hearted, still.
No, still.
I bet more would have grey hairs, but they just
put Kevin Hart's
You know, 44. There's like some...
He's 44.
I'm telling you, bro. Yeah. He ain't old yet.
Look, I keep bugging out, though. Like, I've got to remember my mum is 50.
So, oh, so you assume that everyone that's up there is like 50,
like 50, innit?
Yeah, he's still... Yeah, he's still... Master, he's cheated again, though. They got, what, 3 kids? Or something like that?
No, he's got 3 kids.
He's got, yeah.
But they've he's got one kid with the... what's her name? Aniko, yeah. At least, I think it's one. The last time I
saw her. The thing is, though, who was she before him?
I
get it?
So who was she leaves, before him?
Yeah, was she a model or something?
I don't know who she is.
Do you get it? If she was no one, if she leaves, what's she going back to? Do you get it? Well, you gotta put her on now, so... Do you get it? Did you see the Miami coach?
Bro, shout out to
Miami. Eric Spoelstra.
Shout out
to
Miami
Heat,
bro.
No. Bro, he divorced his wife, yeah? And the Heat waited until the divorce was final to give him his new contract. And that new contract was the most money a coach has ever got.
What did they say?
120 mil over 8 years. That's some crazy stuff.
But Duke's still like 53, bro. 8-year contract is mad.
Nah, coach is going for a long time and flipping America, man. Even England as well. Look at Palace Gaffer. Hodgson, it's like 7-8.
I don't know why they brought him back.
Because he have no option. That's nostalgia. No, that's true. Why did they bring him back?
Nostalgia,
they actually should not have sacked
Vieira.
Yeah, I don't know why they sacked him.
Even company, he's not on the verge, but.
Oh, but he's doing terrible. He's doing terrible. I didn't
he's.
They were winning, actually. No. I'm glad.
They're winning right now, but like.
Yeah, they were winning.
Like, as in, they're playing a game right now.
Oh, Luton.
Yeah.
They're winning.
I think.
They were winning. I don't. It should be over by now.
Yeah.
Yeah, 7 more minutes, 1-0 still.
Yeah, but he's doing terrible.
You know what it is? He's got the right principles. It's just the players he's got, I'm not sure they're the right players.
No, but they killed him in the championship.
Exactly. That's not an excuse.
That's lower league though, isn't it?
That's not an excuse, man. They're doing terrible. I don't think they'll do this bad.
Yeah, but he ain't even got money.
Doesn't matter.
It does, man.
What do you mean?
He's playing with championship players in the Premier League.
Bro, that's what all these Brentford wants, a championship team. And look where they are now.
Look at Brentford. They're a mid-table team.
Brentford signed players, don't know.
Not really. Who did they sign? They signed a bunch of nobodies.
They signed Eriksen when they came up on a free, and he did a lot for them.
Oh yeah, fairs. But like, look at them now. Why would where are they? They haven't. They're not in relegation position now.
They signed a defender. What's his name? Ben Mee.
Yeah, who's he? Who was he?
He was a Premier League. He's a Premier League.
Was he not from Burnley? Is he not?
Yeah, he is from Burnley.
Yeah, exactly.
But he was playing cold.
Yeah, but it's. You know what I'm saying?
They signed a keeper though because they lost Raya.
Yeah, what's his name? Can you pronounce his name?
He's calm, though.
That's what Burnley should do.
Yeah, they should sign a bunch of nobodies.
But they ain't got as much money, though, innit? I don't think so.
Yeah, well,
no, man.
Better coach as well. Thomas Frank is cold still, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
He is
cold, but like, when I think of cold, I think of like, he could go to a different team and do the same thing. He couldn't. I don't think he could.
Where did Brighton get a manager from? De Zerbi or something?
He came from Italy.
From Italy still.
But they're not, they're all right.
And he didn't sign no one either, really.
Do you know anybody that speaks Italian?
Don't know anyone that speaks Italian. No.
Two people.
No.
So do you?
Oh, the twins.
Yeah. No, not twins. Okay, 4 people.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, shit.
You do know. Do you get it? Do you get it? So that's 4 people.
That's so random.
Yeah. So that's 4 people, I think. I don't know. Yeah. But I heard Italians are a bit similar to like Spanish.
Other than them, I don't even really know people like that, you know?
Yeah. Italiano, bellissimo. Know what that means?
No.
Beautiful.
Say again, sorry?
Bellissimo.
Bellissimo, baby.
Bellissimo, bellissima.
Bellissimo.
Bellissima is the female verb, innit? So, verb? The female.
Whatever.
Noun, whatever it is. Yeah. Bellissima. That's my word, innit?
Did you man see that Lil Nas thing?
She cast an actual reaction.
To what?
All I heard of him just saying like, oh, ban that guy, whatever. Obviously, I don't know.
Yeah, he went in on him, to be fair.
But I don't understand why. What happened with him? Did he put him on his page or something? Like, he made it seem like it was mad personal.
I don't know. I feel like he was just annoyed that he keeps taking a piss out of Christ, didn't it, and getting away with it or something.
I saw he posted like on his Instagram or something, like him basically saying it was the industry that made him do that, and right. Then he then dropped the cover art or whatever.
Oh, he's doing it for
you. Seen the cover?
Yeah. I've seen it. Yeah, I've seen it.
No, he's weird, man.
That's insane, bro.
He's weird, Storm.
I feel like it's just like some massive attention-seeking scheme or something.
No, yeah, it's weird.
What is it, like 4 or 5 people pulling him up of a nailed cross?
Yeah, it's weird.
Him nailed to a cross. Mad.
For me, though, like, as a Christian, I don't really need to do the whole outrage thing. It's between him and God, man.
That's exactly what Kai said as well, bro.
It's actually between him and God.
God's going to deal with him, innit?
What can I do? I'm not going to do anything to you. If I see him on the road, I'm not going to do anything to him.
It's sad, isn't it, but man have been mocking our religion, isn't it?
Yeah, so like
it's nothing new.
There's nothing new. Like you pray for a minute.
There's no repercussions.
That's what you gotta do.
Just God. Like,
oh no, there will be repercussions.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. God will get it.
Yeah, God will do it.
Other than that, there's nothing we can do, innit?
I'll pray for him though.
I'm not gonna lie. You might have seen the video of the tunnels in New York.
The tunnels.
Tunnels. As in that the Jakes must have broken. I think they broke into like this Jewish establishment, and they discovered a tunnel, and like. Jews were like climbing out of tunnels into bare different places. One even climbed out of like a drain or something. The one climbed like into the flipping, it's not, what do they call it? It's not a church. Like the Jews like place of worship.
It's that. Not a temple.
Is it a temple?
No,
a
temple? Something on a hog. Something like
synagogue.
That. Something like that.
Is that it? Because I don't know if that's right.
No, it's like, it ends in og.
Synagogue. Like that. Is that it?
I think so. Let me
Jewish place of worship.
Synagogue, ain't that from like the Asian religions and that?
Please tell me I'm right.
It's not temple, bro.
Oh, it is.
Synagogue.
It's, yes.
Okay,
synagogue. See how educated I am, bro. Yeah. It ends in org or something like that. I knew it.
Yeah, but like you're climbing out of tunnels into bare different places. I'm like,
sorry, I just saw Judaism.
Yeah, that's
that is the religion.
That's
the religion.
What did you think Judea was? Whoa! That's crazy.
No, I was just going to say, like, so you're right. Oh, sugar.
Nah, they were climbing out of tunnels into bare places. And I was like,
I'm not going to lie, I have no clue what you're talking about.
Say word, you ain't seen.
Yeah, word. What video is that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You seen them climb out of tunnels. You didn't see on Insta. Jews, no. Bro. Well, no. I think they're Jews, innit? You ain't seen them?
No.
No.
That's right. Then someone
wait, what do you mean you think they're Jews? Oh,
So
you don't know if they're Jews?
No. The one that climbed into the synagogue, he was definitely a Jew.
Okay.
But the one that climbed out of a drain into the street, I'm not sure if he was a Jew, but he was dressed like a Jew.
But they're alive.
Wait, what do you mean?
Sorry, no, come on. What is that?
What
is that, though, man?
What do you mean?
How do you climb up a drain while being dead?
No, but you said that they were discovered in a tunnel.
No, the tunnel was discovered, bro.
Yeah.
And wait, they were in the tunnel?
They were in the tunnel.
Climbing out of the tunnel, yeah.
I don't know what
tunnel. As in the feds discovered the tunnel and they were climbing out of the tunnel into bare places.
I don't know
places,
what type of video this is.
Yeah, I
didn't. It was all over Twitter. I don't think it was on Insta. I'm not sure. But then, like, someone called to it. They were like, if a different religion... or someone of a different religion was discovered creating tunnels.
Oh, fairs.
Yeah. No, I don't get it.
You don't get it?
That what?
If someone of a different religion was discovered climbing out of tunnels, it'd be seen very differently.
Okay.
Do you get it?
I'm just going to assume I think I know.
What's going on? You get it, innit?
Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah. I didn't want to say it.
You didn't get it, so I had to.
I got it, but like, I didn't want to confirm it. Nah, innit? Do I need to bleep that?
Yeah, you might have to.
Yeah, you might have to.
But yeah, the person was basically saying how, like, yeah, if it was them discovered climbing out of tunnels, then it would have been taken very, very differently, seeing as what's happening.
That's such a weird tweet, though.
That, bro, Twitter's full of weird tweets, though, isn't it? Like, even that one. About Stefan Jada Kingdom.
What
but they're back
tweet?
And forth on their rap beef and that.
I saw Sean DePaul talking about women shouldn't beef. I just thought, like, yeah, you're weird for even saying that.
Sean DePaul? Sean Paul?
He just said his name's Sean Paul, but his intro. That's what he says in his intro. You joke, man.
What's his Instagram, man? I swear, Sean the Paul.
Yeah, like, I'm not even.
Sean the Paul. Is he even Jamaican, bro? That's such a cosplay.
What's going on in their rap beef, though?
Bro, when I tell you, I'm so uninterested. Like, when I see, I just scroll
big
past.
Man thing, I don't care.
So uninterested.
I saw guys on live talking about this beef, and I said, I
live,
don't. Bro, they were on live on TikTok. I was like, I literally have no care in the world for this.
They're saying Yoruba boy's stocks are up, though.
Well, duh. It's always been up.
Nah, because two. Is she Caribbean, Steph?
Yes, they both are.
Two Caribbean women fighting over a Nigerian Yoruba man.
Why else? Who else would they fight for?
Facts, bro. Then again, like, did he buy Steph that Rolls?
What
yeah,
Rolls?
Apparently. Rolls
Royce.
Oh,
the
right.
Conan.
Yeah, sound like that. Apparently he did.
Then apparently he bought her a Birkin, as in he bought Jada a Birkin.
Yeah, he bought Jada. Yeah, he put in the song, innit?
Oh, you were saying how her thing is better than Steph's?
I don't remember that.
Say what?
Yeah, he did say something. He like said something. That. Yeah, really? It was one of his lyrics, I remember.
He said Jada's.
He did mention like how he did something better for Jada than Steph, yeah.
But then he bought a Rolls Royce, didn't he? So we clearly know he won that.
Apparently that ain't confirmed though, but I mean, I don't know if she bought it herself.
Nah, she definitely didn't buy it for herself. It was her birthday.
Is she bragging about that or?
Bro, they're just beefing. I don't even know what the hell started the beef.
Yeah, the lyrics aren't all that great, bro.
I'm not gonna lie. When Jada tweeted. I ain't gonna lie, no offense in it. She was speaking in patois.
That's the back and forth. That's what they were all speaking. That was what they were both speaking in, sorry.
I didn't get it.
I couldn't read it, bro. Someone translated it into Yoruba. Pigeon.
Swear.
I'll go ahead straight away. I just couldn't read it, bro. I was struggling to read this, bro. I didn't know what she was saying. Do I mean so? But yeah,
I don't know how Behrman understand it.
I have no care for big man thing. Kudos to them, man, for understanding it, because I have no clue what they're talking about. But then again, that's the language, so of course they'll understand. But me, I have no clue what they said. But yeah, I don't even care for that beef, man. I didn't even know Jada was in America at some point. Yeah, because she was then Asian brat. Asian.
Wait, is she not American?
Jada King is American.
Is she not?
She's not Jamaican.
No, she's Jamaican.
Oh, is she actually like living in Jamaica?
Yeah.
I don't know. That one I don't know.
Yeah, apparently, because Steph's Jamaican, but she's from here. And I thought Jada was American. But
maybe she lives in America, though.
Yeah, I thought that's what it was.
I don't know. I thought she lived in Jamaica, innit?
No, I think she lives in America because she's dating that party guy. Meg Thee Stallion's ex.
Also, then she's not even dating Burna Boy right now.
No.
So they're beefing about their ex. That's actually so weird.
I don't think Burna Boy's Jada's ex. I think that was a fling.
Oh, fairs. Really? But still,
yeah.
That's even worse.
But yeah, they're beefing over Burna Boy.
That's even worse.
But then again, she's saying she's not beefing over Burna Boy because she's with somebody.
Yeah, how would you feel as party in that situation? The girl was beefing over her ex.
But at the same time, you know what they're both doing? They're just doing it for clout.
I think it's clout, yeah.
Yeah, they're just doing it for clout.
Who cares, though? Obviously, to be fair, their names, their names are like, getting up there.
Yeah, because yeah, we're talking about it right now.
Yeah, exactly.
They've done the job, man.
In terms of actual rap beef, though, like.
But I feel like with Steph London, like, you always hear about her, but it's never about her music. Like,
yeah.
It's just never about her music.
I've never been a Steph London fan.
Like, I can't even name one. Am I violating?
Nah.
One good song.
She had a song with Buju, I'm gonna lie. We Poppin'. What's Poppin'? I said We Poppin'.
What's Poppin'?
Yeah, What's Poppin'. I think that's the newest song.
The only What's Poppin' I know is Jack Harlow.
Off hers.
You get it.
Good.
That's not even violating. I don't even.
Nah, like, she got a song in it, but obviously, it don't really care. Like, it's not really for me, innit?
Apparently, Jada was beefing Shensia before as well.
Yeah, she bodied her, apparently. That's what I just read, sure.
Is she even an artist like that, though?
Who?
Jada Kingdom?
Yes.
I swear.
Is she?
Yes.
I don't see any of them as artists, but that's real.
Steph London?
I don't see her as an artist.
You don't see her as an artist?
She's an artist.
She's an artist, though.
For us.
Like I just said, like, the only time I hear about her is not
for
music.
Yeah, but you know, first and foremost, that she's an artist. That's how she's known, primarily.
She makes music.
Wow.
Fez. For me, like, obviously, it don't really care to me, innit? So, can't really hate me on me for that, innit?
I need to go to Jamaica, man.
Mm.
I need to go to DR.
I saw that, too. I saw... what's it called? Like when girls getting them bolts.
It's a rough ride or something like
that. And a guy's like creaming up their bodies and that.
Yeah, rubbing up the body.
I'm like, what?
Listen.
And she was there by herself. God knows if she's got a boyfriend.
Listen.
It's mad.
Party holidays, you can't go if you're talking to me. And Jamaica, can't go there either. Because if you want to go on that rough ride, it's me that has to rub up your batty, not me, not them.
Oh, that thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No man is rubbing up my
game. That's actually, why did they do that in like the middle of just like...
I don't get it.
That makes no sense.
What even is the cream? Does it help your skin?
No, definitely
can't
not.
Can't happen.
So is this for image?
Can't run.
Life's cooked, man.
She's literally just recording herself on Twitter. Oh, I'm just in Jamaica. She's eating sugar cane. And there's a man rubbing up about you. Nah, man. Can't be me.
Sweet job, though. First.
No. No. I wouldn't want that as my job.
That's a nice little side hustle still, I'll be real.
No. I don't even care for Batty like that.
Nah, I'm joking. Nah, but the only thing is with Steph and Jada is that Jada's way younger than her.
Is she actually?
She's like 24, bro.
No, she's not.
Okay.
Jada Kingdom's 24.
Okay.
You know Party's like 40.
What?
I swear to God. Jada Kingdom is not 24.
25.
She's 2 years up,
me.
She's 25. That's in 1998.
Exactly, bro.
She's a year up in the... Oh,
Party
my 40. God.
She's 40.
That part of saying guys like almost...
34, man. You're violating. The man said 40.
I swear.
Yeah.
Why did I read that? He was almost 40, bro. Dang, it's
probably some nonsense
to me. Yo, why is it Twitter that chat?
I'm telling rubbish, you, bro. You can't take everything you see on Twitter for fact, bro.
Yeah, but still 34 and 25, bro. That's not...
That ain't bad.
That's bad.
So. Ain't that bad.
That's bad.
And Steph's 30 what? You're beefing someone else at least 6-7 years younger than you.
Steph is 31.
Minimum.
Oh my days. Steph has a kid, you know.
She's 32. Do you get it?
How old is Burner Boy then? Burner Boy's younger than her.
I don't think. Wait. He's same age. Same age, still. 32.
Oh, he's 32 and he's dating someone that has a kid.
First. But you were saying, who was he saying to that he didn't want to be a stepdad?
Oh, swear, he said that?
He said that to someone, didn't it?
So I don't even know.
Oh, obviously, I think it's to Steph, innit? Damn.
So why are you dating her?
Bro, like, man do crazy things, bro. Especially when you got money, bro.
No, why are you dating her if you don't want to be a stepdad, bro? That's crazy.
Then again, girls probably just... Girls don't care when most guys say things, bro. I'm telling you. It's like telling a girl, oh, like, you got a girlfriend. 80% won't care, bro. Facts. Facts, bro. Let's call it what it is. They won't care, bro. I'm not saying I would do that, but you get me. If you tell a girl you got a person, 8 times out of 10,
I'm not involved.
Maybe even 9, she involved. Probably doesn't care. I've seen it. I've seen it happen still.
Of course. Girls want what they can't get.
Ah, rules of the universe.
But then again, that's what guys want as well. So guys like chasing.
Chasing, yeah.
No, yeah, for sure. Send me that. Send me
pursuing each other is what I prefer, innit? We've already been through this chasing thing, bro. Like, chasing means something's running away from you. That's all dead in that, bro. Do you get it?
Are you guys getting me anything for Christmas? I mean, not Christmas, but my birthday.
Don't know, mate.
Who knows?
Don't know.
Bro, you might have bad actors, though. Where you getting me? What did you lot pick? What did you not pick, man?
Nah, I just didn't, bro. I was just trying to be nice, not say no straight away.
You're actually bad actors, man. He's delivering it. You or Benzo?
Okay. Calm.
Did you tick off the wish list?
No.
Bro, you're not a bad actor.
Don't know what you're talking about, bro.
I'm actually the best. Don't worry. When I receive it, I'll put on the podcast.
Cool. Say nothing.
I'll just bring it up for the podcast on Wednesday next week, innit?
Okay. Okay.
Don't do it on my birthday. Just come and bring it on the podcast.
Oh, okay. No worries.
A man knows you lot brought me something, innit? Okay. Simply because of the way you're moving now, innit?
Okay, yeah.
Him or me? Because he's not even looking at you. He's looking down at his phone.
I'm just good at this. Remember, I did forensic
accounting. Forensic. Yeah. Nice. Brilliant numbers.
Man knows how to analyze body language,
man. Detective.
Something like that. Someone even asked me, what am I doing, bro?
You've been saying that for like the past 2 months, bro.
Bro, and I still don't know.
No, you do know what you're doing.
No, I don't know
what. Well, you know what you'll do if it comes down to it.
But, like, even then, like, to collect money off people and that is just long, man. And I ain't trying to fund it, so I'd rather just stay at home.
On your birthday, bro. Chai!
No, this shit, I want to breathe, man.
But then against my Jordan year, man.
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
You know? I never even knew people used to call it like that, but yeah, my Jordan year.
Got to travel a lot, man. A few destinations in mind.
Yeah, where's everyone travelling this summer, by the way? Don't come and put my bay, I don't care. Or Napa, I don't care.
Mom's bank holiday, Maybank holiday.
I'm tired of it. I'm seeing so many kids talking about my bay.
I'm seeing that's under 21s.
Yeah, I'm not, like, I would never go there. Like, I don't want to go where people are.
I didn't even know that. No, you do. Just not too many in it.
No, like, undercover spot is where I would go.
Undercover?
Yeah,
like. Party holiday undercover, does that exist?
I don't go party holidays.
So you don't want to go to one?
No.
Oh, I hate you still. I would still, not gonna lie.
Might as well. No, me still.
You're lower than that. You got at least one.
No, man, I can't be asked.
You say that. Bro, same way you're saying you're not gonna get PS5 until at least like 4 or 5 man get it.
No, I'm not getting PS5.
Elias capping. Yeah, exactly. You see? That's cap, bro.
My brother has one, bro.
So
okay, so you're gonna play it then?
I'm not getting one. I will not buy it.
If you didn't have one, you'd get one.
No.
You would, man. Come on. As soon as you start seeing them recordings of parties and that, someone saying something mad, then there's
progress. Bro, you know, even on parties, for a minute, like, it just became a, I'm just there, I'm not even talking. Like, nah.
Yeah, but that's a big thing, though.
Yeah, but I just can't be honest. Like, man, I don't have time. More time, I'm always out, or I'm at a podcast, or I've got stuff to do. I'm really trying to play it after work.
Now, it was never a midweek thing anyway, though.
Exactly. Sorry.
Oh, you follow up with cough as well.
Sorry.
Man.
Amazing. Sniffing followed up.
Sorry. Crazy.
New tissue, mate.
Nah, man, I'm alright.
You're alive. Alright, man. Anyway, what was I saying?
No, yeah, PS5, I ain't really down, man. I'm not really gaming no more.
Yeah, I don't know.
I fell out of it, man.
You know how many memories we have of PS4, bro?
I don't really recall, man.
Who's gonna come back?
Even the memories that I was even there for. You're not good enough for that.
That's the only one I have, and I actually forgot that.
That's one of the funniest videos. Imagine that if that goes on like TikTok or something, that'll go viral
stuff. Real.
You man see these like these lot that do like recordings of their pro clubs.
But
you
can hear the mics and that. I wish we did that when we were younger though.
That'd be sick.
You can still do that now, fam.
Huh?
You can still do that now if you wanted to.
But who's gonna like go to all the trouble to do all that though? Like, that's mad. You would.
I mean, what you have to do is...
I get 50% of the pay.
There we go.
To record it.
Huh?
What you have to do is just like press one button on PS4 or something.
No, but then to put a caption and all that.
Oh, fair.
50% of the pay and then I'm cool.
50%? That's a nasty rate, man. What about mates rates, mate?
That is the mates rate.
50%?
Yeah, 70% is what I would take on a standard day.
Brilliant.
I don't even charge you, man.
For what?
Caption in the video.
This guy's sick in the head, bro. I swear down. Can you imagine?
Do you know what I mean? I don't know.
Would you mind ever become like Twitch streamers and that?
No. I don't care for games.
Sure.
I actually fell out of gaming, bro. I don't play games.
Would you do it?
No.
For no game? Not even Spider-Man?
No, why would you stream that, though?
He's streaming.
Solo games, isn't it?
Soon. Smart, bro.
Spider-Man's lit, though, man.
Who streams solo games, though?
I seen Bearman stream solo games. Spider-Man included, bro.
Bro, I just swear I can't play a game for more than 30 minutes now.
What?
Mm.
You can't play a game for more than 30?
Bro, when I'm on my brother's PS5, I only play UFC, played it like 3 or 4, no, maybe like 6 games, because it's quite short. Fortnite, I can only play like 2-3 rounds.
Yeah, that's because you're by yourself, though. Like, you're not playing with anyone.
That's it.
Like, bro, if you went on a party, then it would be different.
Guys to come
on,
I first saw Fortnite you can play with other, like
crossplay.
Yeah. I could have asked
him to come on. You can.
Yeah.
I just didn't care enough, dude.
Then that's why you didn't stay long.
Do you know what I mean? I just don't care about the game. Man.
30 minutes, bro. I remember when I used to bank FIFA, like, before my PS4 just gave up on, man. I could play FIFA for, like, 3 hours.
I can't play FIFA.
It's just career mode. seasons.
I've never been a Korean mode guy.
Swear.
Never.
Korean mode is beautiful, man.
No, I don't care for it. I'm actually not a gamer like that.
I've even been thinking about Football Manager.
I'm never getting on there.
I heard it's lit, man. That's how you find about all the youngsters and that. The unknown ones.
I don't care.
Tell me. You don't like football like that, though.
Nah, yeah, like, I don't.
You actually
care.
Don't.
Actually, I've come to
I knew it, but now it's confirmed.
Don't worry, you don't like football.
He doesn't.
I'm a Chelsea fan, not a football fan.
Can you see the difference?
Yeah, I can tell.
Like, if Chelsea ain't playing, the chance of him watching the game is like 20%.
Yeah.
That's like, crazy to me.
Unless it's like a Man City or Arsenal, and I could even not watch that.
I can't not watch that. Even like a... If I was at home, I'd be watching Burnley Luton.
Yeah, literally, I'd be watching 100%. That game right now. You should be
watching Burnley Luton.
What? Yeah. Bro, Prem...
I'd rather go out.
No, it'd definitely be
watch
on.
Burnley Luton.
But what's the motive? You're not even on the motive. Do you get it? Do you get it?
I've deteriorated. I can't even say the word. I've deteriorated from the start of this session to now, bro. I'm not gonna lie. I'm deteriorating. My nose isn't feeling stuffy.
Do you want one of these?
Does it help? Yeah, give me one.
Yeah, because it has that. I don't know what the other thing is.
It has paracetamol sound, isn't it?
What flavor is that, though? So lemon. Sour.
I've deteriorated.
It's not even sour, bro. This is just straight, like mint. That minty. What's that thing?
Don't chew it, though, man.
Menthol and eucalyptal.
But what are you doing, bro? You've got to let it just get me. You've got to soothe your throat so it gets better.
What is actually wrong with you? Why would you do that?
I told you, I don't know.
What's the point, bro?
Why would you actually do that?
I think I chat for the pod, bro. I don't suck on that.
Why would you
wanted to say it again. You do suck on that, bro. That's what you're meant to do.
That's just cool, man.
You're not meant to do that, bro. That's how it makes your throat better.
Yeah, it will still do the same thing, man. My throat isn't even hurting, bro. Making me swear, fam.
This guy's drunk, man. Something else. What are you doing, bro? Guy said like 5 times, I don't even suck on that. Yeah, you suck on that, bro.
Bro, my throat ain't hurting. So what am I talking for? I just need to bring in the remedy for my nose.
You know, they gave me that the white and stuff. I forgot to do it yesterday, but I fell asleep.
Don't matter, fam.
Huh?
Don't matter.
You think?
We're doing bare teeth, bro.
Yeah, but I need it to be...
I need to mute it.
Don't matter. It needed to be like, get me.
Bro, they're going to do it anyway, too, man.
They wired it on the day.
No.
Yeah, so then I need to do it, though, innit? Like, so it makes a difference. Then again, yeah, true.
I swear that on
the
one.
But the back one, though, innit?
You won't matter.
If you say so, bro.
The back one?
8th one. To be fair, my smile's not even that wide, so.
Yeah, like.
It's not even that bad. But it didn't hurt, though, innit? Did it give you anesthetic?
No. What the hell are you took?
I don't know how it works.
It's cosmetic, bro.
That don't mean it don't hurt, though.
No, it don't hurt.
That's right.
No, I didn't.
Do you have the Friends thing on the screen?
Yeah, bro. I don't remember what I watched. I think I was watching... Oh, that's when I watched Chucky and Stormzy thing.
Check up.
Sound like that.
They put it on?
I put it on.
Oh, I was about to say. Yeah.
You can control it, yeah. You control what you want.
Oh, they gave you the remote or something? Yeah. Oh, sorry. That's... I was watching Friends. I'm like, Friends is kind of funny, but I just don't want to watch it, man.
You done the 3D thing?
3D thing? Yeah.
What are you guys talking about?
You'll see, mate. Quite literally.
We'll tell her after.
Yeah, literally, bro.
Ferus.
You get it. What's the score?
I have no clue.
It should be over, man. 1-0, man.
It was 81.
Bet 1-0.
Absolutely not. Finished 1-0. That's a crazy bet.
No, it finished 1-1.
Dickhead, you should have taken it. Do you know what's crazy? I knew it wasn't going to be 1-0. I knew it wasn't going to be 1-0.
Yeah, company, he's...
What minute was the goal, though?
Like 89 or something, bro.
92nd, bro.
92nd. Who scored? Doughty.
No, he assisted.
Doughty's cold. Was it that tall, lanky striker?
Who'd you say?
Doughty, the right back.
I couldn't tell you.
Is he from Tottenham?
I don't know where he's from.
Who scored?
Doughty.
So you're not the same person, right?
Colton Morris.
You're thinking of Connor. What's Doughty's first name?
I don't know.
Matt Doughty. Matt Doughty. You're not even there no more, I don't think. You seen Dyer's gone to Bayern.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy. Bro,
yeah, too cool.
He has no vision of footballers, bro.
That was Kane. I'm telling you, Kane's in his ear.
He's deteriorating. Nah,
but even then, why would Kane want to bring Dyer?
Yeah, exactly. Why would you want to bring Dyer?
They've got flipping, what's his name? Kim Min-jae,
Delit. What is Delit?
He don't even play too much, too far.
Yeah, he doesn't like Delit.
He plays with
Upamecano. Yeah, Upamecano.
Chaotic.
Like, I don't know what he's doing. And then Davies is going to Real Madrid next summer. Like, bro.
Is that concrete?
No, but it probably will happen. They literally I think Real Madrid told Davies not to extend his contract. Like, they dropped him a subtle hint that they're coming after him.
That's not right, bro. That's not right, bro. Davies, Bellingham, Tchouameni, Vinicius, it's Arda Güler. Oh, come on.
24 hours in Paris.
Did you man see Arda Güler's game the other day? Oof.
No, I didn't, so.
Apparently he's a baller, though.
No, I saw him before he came to Real Madrid. He is a baller.
I think he dropped Rudiger in training, you know. I was like, fairs, bro. What's that? Is it Paris?
Yeah, there was an NBA game. There was an NBA game yesterday. Yeah, Thursday storm, yeah.
You not see what Wemby's doing in the league, though?
Nope. Who's Wembley?
Wemby,
the tall guy, 7'1".
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
He did Giannis for skates. Had Giannis on skates, boy. When it gets to playoffs, I'll start watching NBA.
Yo, my eyes been twitching, you know. Bro, I'm not 100%.
Get checked out. Please get checked
out. What, my eye?
Everything. Full body check.
Can't be honest.
You're scared, isn't it? I'm scared too, fair. I'll give it to you.
To do a full body check?
I'm actually scared still. I feel healthy in it, but I'm just scared though. Just it's a little lump. God forbid, but do you get me? I don't want to hear
that. I'm not gonna lie, I'm really scared of nothing, bro.
It's better. It would be better to get checked now anyway, so.
Oh, like, if you die, you die.
Sorry?
Like, anyway.
What's going on here, bro?
No, big man thing.
Mad morbid than that.
If you actually die, you die, bro.
Like, then that'll be on your tombstone, your gravestone.
What? The quote?
Yeah.
If you die, you die.
No, if you die, I died, innit? Guess I died. Like, there's only two things certain in this life. Hustler being successful and Hustler dying. Do you know what I mean?
Nice.
Food for thought, boy. Nice, mate. Those are the only two things.
You didn't say taxes. You said death. Where's man?
Say tax.
Yeah, bro.
I'm an accountant, B.
Okay. Forensic. What you got? I'm going to hire you, yeah? IR35. Bleep that.
Do you say IR35? Do you say I should bleep it?
No, I'm joking.
Oh, I was about to say. If you want me to be an accountant, bro, just make sure I have that day rate as well, boy.
There we go. Life's gonna get, yeah?
Yeah, life will get fun, man, trust me.
Word, man. What's that? You might see that Miami Spring Break is coming up.
I think I've passed it, man. I don't think I'll be able to go.
No way.
Bro. Miami Spring Break.
Yeah, he's saying he's passed it, bro.
He's passed.
Like, I'm not going
being
this year.
Being the age to go.
I'm not going this year, so that means I'm not going at this age. Yeah. Next year
is a calm age to go.
Yeah, bro,
but like with me, I want to go with racks. You know what I mean?
Okay, so you want to go the year after that?
But that means I'm 25.
That's not old.
That's not old at all.
I swear Duke went there last year or something. That guy's 30.
The hell? I bet best celebs go.
Yeah.
No, but like, I want to go like 25. I want to settle down, have a wife and kids, innit? So, what's the point, man?
Godspeed.
It's not really like, you get me? Oh, bro, did you guys see a clip? I don't think you did, innit? But there's a TikTok couple, yeah. Poppy and...
Oi, Jack, come on.
It's a chat.
Jack and Poppy.
It's a chat.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Oh, you man, who watched that?
They're two chugs, yeah.
Bro, these comments, get on to this guy, you know.
Yeah, they hate him.
They actually hate him.
No, right. But he pranks up big time, though.
No, but even forget the pranks, bro. Like, they will basically say something like, oh, yeah, he's going a lad's holiday. They're 30s. He's in his 30s, isn't it?
Yeah.
And one of his boys want to do a lad's holiday. Obviously, she was just like, oh, yeah, like, it's a bit, like, like obviously for us, like, our language, we will say that's wet. So that's basically what she was saying, like that's wet. Mm. The comments were like, bro, like your wife is pregnant, you got two kids, why are you going on a lad's holiday?
Never to watch.
She's pregnant again.
Huh?
Yeah, she's pregnant again. She got pregnant again.
Third.
Yeah, she got a third kid coming.
They ain't even married.
Never to go on a lad's holiday.
I thought they were engaged.
No, they ain't married.
100%. They're not married.
Nah.
But they live together, Sha. So do you get me? It's pretty much marriage, Sha. But yeah,
she's saying it's wet. Or she's saying that.
She's basically saying like it was wet. Like that's a bit like What's the word? It wasn't Maggie. Nah, what did she say? It's not Maggie.
Maggie's tea jokes.
What is it? It's, what did she say? But it's, she basically saying that's wet, isn't
it? She's going to end up going, though. That's the thing.
I think maybe she said Beggy. Did she say Beggy? I think that's the word she used, maybe.
That would make sense, though. How old is he? Mid-30s?
He's like 30, maybe, yeah. But yeah, they were basically saying that, isn't it? I'm like, bro, like, what, age 30, man can't go on a lad's holiday, bro.
No, I definitely can. This is for the content.
I think you can go at any age. You can go a lad's holiday.
I don't think it's about his age. I think it's about the kids. On her perspective.
I think because she's pregnant, maybe.
That too, exactly. Like, pregnant, looking after two kids, and then being pregnant, that's mad. Like, I'm not going to lie. Well, I reckon pregnant with two kids already.
But how long do you think it'll go for? Maybe like a week, maybe.
7 or 5 days. 5, yeah, bro, like. These TikTok couples, yeah, they've got some quality content, man. I'm not going to lie. You might know about Halu Aziz.
He is so funny. Him and Amina are he's so, so funny. He's so jokes.
Oh, my
God. You know what I mean? She's actually funny. Like, I actually laugh at their stuff, bro.
I actually watch their stuff. Like, I've caught myself
laughing at them, like.
Yeah, same.
Like, they're actually funny still. But, like, I think, would I do the same thing, though, as hiding her off the internet?
That's just their dynamic, though, isn't it? That's just... why they bang. Yeah, that's just almost like a unique selling point sort of thing. Did you see his video on Second Wife Dance or something like
that? Yeah. Then she responded after.
And they've got a kid as well. Oh, damn.
Yeah, they do.
He was talking about when his wife goes to her mum's house, he can't sleep.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Me, I'll sleep like a baby.
I'll sleep like a baby. Peace.
Sleep like a baby, bro.
Get me.
I never needed anybody in my bed.
No. Oh, yeah, you forgot to do this. Oh, you got to take him here in the morning. Nah, bro. Still like a baby, fam. Slap on a bit of Netflix and that. You might watch Fool Me Once.
No, I can't get into that, bro.
Did you watch it? You shouldn't. It's really...
I was like 6. I was like, I've almost finished it, but I'm not it's all right. Like,
they say the twist is mad. Like, it's a twist, but it's not, oh my God.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to like. I watched the first 10 minutes. I was like, this ain't for me.
Well, that's a fire, though. Don't, 10 minutes, you can't tell anything.
Nah, no, but like, this just ain't for me, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
Do you remember Behind the Eyes? Do you remember that?
Yeah, again, they're all the same to me.
No. That's 10 times better. That twist was mad.
Yeah, but it's all...
Behind her eyes.
Yeah.
Where she joined the soul or something.
Exactly, yeah.
That was sick.
That was sick. Exactly.
That was sick.
So, like, this one, don't expect anything on that level, and it is not really...
Yo, that was sick. It's not that. I don't even know why I watched that. Oh, no, I watched it.
I play on Netflix. I can't remember. Yeah, man.
It was on iPlayer, no? Or Netflix?
I think so.
I see Netflix here, but like...
I think it was on iPlayer.
I think it was on iPlayer, bro.
I restarted The Bear, Bento.
It's hard, isn't it?
You restarted?
I'm still on, because I forgot what happened at the early stages.
Oh, right.
And then they won awards at the Golden Globes the other day.
Yeah, man, both of them.
So I started at the beginning. I'm on episode 5. Oh, it's beautiful, man.
Should watch it, man. Tony.
The thing is, on paper, it don't sound too good because it's based off, like, it's shot in one scene, the kitchen and the main diner and outside houses here and there.
Yeah.
But, like, it's sick, bro. Like, I can't even explain why it's sick. Just the dynamic, everything, the acting.
Quality. It's just, like, how chaotic it is.
Mm, yeah. You get it? It's mad. It's a bit like...
Should watch it still. He was, but you're not going
to
watch it.
There's a reason I didn't recommend it to him. He's not going to watch. He's going to watch 10 minutes. This is not for me.
No, but Fool Me Once, like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I was like, bro, Huss, don't force yourself to watch this because people...
It's not that good. Like, it's all right.
I'm like, bro, like, it just didn't grab me. It actually just didn't grab me. Maybe because I was on my phone as well, but like, it just didn't grab me. Like, I saw things. I'm like, nah, man, this ain't for me.
What, Succession?
You gotta watch that. I've watched it,
bro.
I started watching this. It seems good,
bro. Did you watch the Golden Globes?
I swear, you know that thingy, right? Yeah, he won.
The
Culkin brother won. I can't remember.
He won one.
Yeah.
And
then the girl won as well.
The girl won. Her husband won. Tom Wansgans.
Oh yeah. No, did he?
He won as well. Best supporting male actor. 2 years ago, the main actor Jeremy Strong, he won.
Yeah.
The year before that, the dad, he won. Come on.
Yeah, it's a good show.
The only thing I really want to watch right now is the film that Daniel Kaluuya done. That's going to be released.
The Kitchen.
Oh, the Top Boy thing.
Well, is it a top?
Not the Top Boy thing.
It's a dystopia. or utopia, top way, whichever one it is.
It's dystopian.
Dystopian, that's it, yeah.
What I don't know what it's about. Like
a other, new world,
like, yeah.
Sort of top way.
It's got nothing to do with top way.
No, but like the action, like, and it's Kano in it, that's why it's the top way in it. It's not top way, but just the action, Kano. It's
literally got nothing to do with top way.
It's got nothing to do with top way.
But like, it's got two top way actors in it, so fair enough.
Who's the other one?
The Aaron.
I swear, Aaron Lane.
No.
Aaron, I was in the older brother.
Yeah.
I swear.
Yeah.
When's it out?
That's crazy that I remembered his name. I could be wrong though, but yeah.
Nah,
I don't know.
About
I don't know his out.
Swear, there's films coming out though, not gonna lie. Dune's coming out.
I'm gonna go, I don't remember the last time I went to the cinema.
Dune, huh?
When was the last time I went to the cinema?
I go to cinema regularly. Don't even ask me, man. I go regularly.
You don't watch Napoleon, did you?
No, have you ever watched Saltburn?
I'm not gonna lie, yeah.
Chill, watch it, man.
I'm not sure if I can even say this. Like, because of the main dynamic, I couldn't get into it.
The main dynamic?
Yes.
What do you mean the main? What was wrong with the dynamic?
Like, it's just too intense, bro, between the main two characters. And I mean, Barry and Jacob.
So what, did you watch it or did you not watch it?
No, I couldn't.
Nah, you have to watch it, bro.
Are you serious?
Yes, bro, you have to watch that.
But it's just mad, like, okay, bleep this. You have to bleep it still, I'm not gonna lie.
Cover your mouth.
No. No.
Like, so
how far did you get into the film?
I can't get into that.
How far did you get into the film?
Like a minute, bro. No, then that,
you know that's like that's
it's
not where it's
bro,
about.
No, but like I can't get into that, bro. Like the scenes and that, like, I just can't. I'm not
scenes. What scenes? We're talking about the start of the film. Man said, no, if we're talking about the start of the film, what are you talking
about? Okay,
no.
Yo, I watched the trailer.
Oh,
chill. And I read the synopsis. And I was like,
nah, bro, you have to watch that one.
Okay, but what I said, yeah, is that clear in the film? It's not.
No.
Are you sure?
I mean, it's not about that at all.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Aren't they the two main characters, though?
Yeah, but doesn't matter. It's not. That's not what
so
it's about.
So there's no, like, okay, yeah.
That's not what it's about. Just go watch it, bro.
Nah, generally, though, like, it's like Power.
What do you mean?
Just chill.
We have to chill because we can't.
Chill, man. I'm not getting into
it. Power. Nah.
Like,
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. But no, it's not that. Bro, go watch. It's actually a good film.
Is it what genre? Horror?
I can't even tell you, bro.
How good?
I would say it's a thriller. It's I'll give it like an 8, 7.5. But it's actually good, bro. It's actually good. For some reason, girls have watched it, but I think that's just because
I've seen that.
They like the people that are in it.
Yeah, the Barry guy.
Who?
Yeah,
Barry.
Or what's his name, that Jacob Elordi guy.
Yeah.
But no, you should watch it, so hard film.
He was in Top Boy.
Oh yeah, it was for whatever reason.
Yeah, that was kind of random though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
You know
who we're talking about? That you know in the last season of Top Boy, that white guy, that white villain they decided to put in there for
the
no
younger
reason.
One.
The Irish one.
Yeah. He was in the flipping van that was like, he saw the beheaded guy. It was him in it. No, I'm lying.
I don't remember Top Boy season. I don't remember the last season, I'll be real.
Yeah. I know the villain
that he
killed off in the homeless. No,
the younger one. The younger one.
Oh, okay. I don't remember his face, but yeah, I know he was a man.
Yeah, him. But yeah, go watch it. So it's my recommendation for the week.
That's crazy you said
that. Nice. I'll try watching it. I'll try and watch it still. Maybe tonight or something like that. We'll see, man.
But you not recommend our stuff to watch as well, by the way.
What else is coming out outside of Dune? Thing is coming out. what's this film called, fam?
Well, that sweet actually helped me, bro. My nose is kind of unblocking, sort of.
Bike Riders?
Who's in it? Or what's that about? Bike Riders.
Yeah. Hold on, I've got a TikTok of it.
I won't be watching it.
Bike Riders.
Oh, I need to wish people happy birthday, man. What am I doing?
Dune's coming out. Kung Fu Panda 4. Roadhouse.
You know you're playing a sound.
Yeah, I'm looking at TikToks, bro.
No, YouTube, bro.
I've stopped it, bro.
You looked it up. I'm thinking, yo, you know what you're doing now?
Yeah, Roadhouse, the UFC film. Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, yeah, that thing.
Oh, yeah. Kingdom of the Planet of Apes.
Yeah, that should be good though.
I've never watched one of them.
I hadn't until recently as well, you know, but they're actually good. Like before I never used to care about them at all.
Whoa.
But they're actually good films. I'll give it credit where it's credit is due.
It's like three now.
Yeah.
Dawn.
I haven't even finished the last one.
Kingdom's the new one.
Where was it? Sorry, it's Dawn. No, it's Planet of the Apes, Dawn, and then Rise of Planet of the Apes.
Something like that, yeah.
Or, I don't even know, yeah.
Mad Max. You watched Mad Max?
I just didn't like it. I remember the first time I watched it, just didn't like it.
I might watch that. Okay. Oh, yeah, Deadpool's coming out as well.
God.
Just thought I'd show you. Joker's coming out as well. Joker 2. That's crazy. I don't think he was that good of a Joker, though, you know?
Did he not win? He won the Oscar for it, mate.
Yeah, but... like, it was a good performance, but he's not my favourite
Joker. Yeah, of course. Because
Heath Ledger won an Oscar as well.
Yeah, of course.
You get it?
Yeah, he was better, 100%.
100%. That was something else I wanted to say, bro. I saw another TikTok, yeah, and it was showing me that bare actors' names ain't their real name. Obviously, yeah, they got stage names and that, but like his name ain't his real name, you know?
Who? Oh, yeah, Joaquin Phoenix. Yeah, that's not his real name.
It's not his real name. Oh, where's the TikTok? Oh, my gosh. I was like, nah. Because I thought it was the same with footballers as well, which sounds a bit weird, but. Oh, where is it?
Man, she had an email to open. What the hell?
Where was it?
I think this person's definitely forgotten about us today.
I can't even find it.
What did you say? Bet actors don't want?
They don't use their real names. They have like a stage name.
Some of the names are too clean, though. Like Joaquin Phoenix. Like, your name ain't Joaquin Phoenix, bro.
So you don't think Damson Idris is real?
Okay, yeah.
Damson Idris got back with Lori Harvey, you know?
Is that confirmed?
No.
Oh. They're definitely together, though. They're in the same
spot. They're in the same place.
Yeah, I watched the TikTok. But even then, she's getting old, man.
Is she? How old is she?
I bet she's living 28.
Is he not like 31?
Yeah, something like that.
What are you talking about? She's getting old.
No, she's definitely getting old. She looks old now.
She's 26, bro.
Yeah, that's getting old. That's...
What?
Bro, when I'm 24 is when I'll start feeling old, bro.
No way.
What? Bro, when you're 25, God have mercy.
You'll feel a shift, but you won't feel old.
I like you're 20, you're literally in your mid-20s. Like,
yeah,
she's 26.
Yeah, that's young.
What, did you just search that?
Yeah.
When's her birthday? It just happened. January. It just happened, yeah.
So she was 25. Wait, hold on. No. It's her birthday tomorrow. Oh, sugar.
So she's turning 27 and you guys are trying to talk to
me. She's still ain't old. She's 27,
old. She's
bro.
Old. She's not old, man.
She's old.
Bro, I'm not hearing old shouts till I'm like...
Bro, she's like 4 or 5 years older than me, bro.
So what, you said you've really got a few years left of like,
yeah, to be late saying.
Or something? Bro, I've got only 1 or 2 more years, bro.
To be
of what? Baby boy lifestyle?
I hate when people use that phrase.
That's what you have to
describe. You walked into that though,
that's what you're describing.
Exactly.
No, not baby boy lifestyle, bro. Oh, to be fair, that's what she does, isn't it? Like, not me.
All right, okay. Where I'm not going to feel old till I'm like, flipping like, what? Like, old?
Nah, bro.
I'm going to feel old till I'm like,
after 25.
Pushing like 40, bro.
Bro, I told you, I want to have it.
That sounded so fake. That sounded like a joke.
We're talking about someone that was laughing outside the studio just now.
That sounded so
the listeners and the viewers, man. But yeah, man, let's wrap up, man. Flipping heck.
Yeah.
Let's get back on the road. Free entry before 12, by the way, so for the day or day.
You don't...
So shout out to you lot watching and listening right now.
Sounds like Philly, you know, that's crazy.
It's the What We Saying podcast.
Have you ever watched their podcast, though?
Yeah,
they ain't even that bad.
They're not bad at all, bro. They got the chemistry, bro. Yeah, but do bad. I think it's going to be long term? No.
No.
But, yeah.
No. Okay, let me not say no chance in it, but.
No, that's just me. Putting my money on it.
From known guys starting podcasts, it's not a good track record in it. So.
But, yeah, I think they're a good podcast, though.
I thought, like, I underestimated them 100%.
Yeah, for sure. 100%. I think they're a good podcast, but do I think it's going to be long term? No.
Nah, it doesn't.
That's just me. I don't.
Because they get what? Similar views to Shits and Gigs or more?
Bro, they get views, boy.
They do still. I see their clips on TikTok.
I didn't even realize Justin Gates said that their main viewers are from America.
40%.
Or 40%.
That's a lot, you know.
Yeah, but they got into a bit of stick. I saw one girl, do a TikTok about, oh yeah, they just sound misogynistic.
Ooh, who? James.
One American girl. Both of them.
Both.
Yeah, they're misogynistic.
Yeah, they got misogynistic, like, they sound misogynistic when they talk about one or two things.
That's an opinion, though.
Yeah, but the amount of comments that said that, yeah, like, I just can't listen to him anymore, blah, blah, blah.
I wonder how old they are.
When you're big, man. When you're big, people want to see you fail, so simple as that.
Yeah, I was like, wow, like, I was a bit shocked. I'm like, I did not get this viewpoint from them, you know?
Yeah, I mean, like, bro, when you get to that level, you're going to piss off someone.
But that many people in the comments, I was like, rah. I thought I was going to see, like, what are you talking about? Like, be quiet. But I didn't see one comment say that.
Wait, let me try something, right? Both of you answer at the same time in 3 seconds, yeah? Name a very attractive white female actress. 3, 2, 1.
Margot Robbie.
I knew he was going to say that. That's crazy. Who are you thinking of?
Anne Hathaway.
I'm going to show you Anne Hathaway right now.
That's crazy. She's attractive, bro. What are you talking about?
She's attractive. But I didn't think you'd say her, innit?
Like, no, I was not going to say Margot Robbie.
But how do you know I was going to say that? She is so meaty.
Yeah, nothing.
She's not meaty. She's not mid. In her younger days, I won't lie, she was.
No, I know that she is. She's mid. Never been length.
Violated, man. Violated.
You're violent. Do you know what I actually said Margot Robbie because I saw a tweet today. And what? That's the only white actress I can name.
Swear. I thought you was going to say her as well. Anne Hathaway. As I hear it though.
Yeah.
That's the only actress I could have named. Or the one from Marvel.
Scarlett Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson or something like that, yeah.
Oh, I said Florence Pugh. I mean,
yeah. She's attractive as well.
She's attractive as well, too, fair.
Who's Scarlett?
No, Florence Pugh. But if he was to show you her now, you'd say the same thing as Anne Hathaway.
Florence Pugh?
Yeah, he would, 100%.
Yeah, just sign me up.
Wait, what?
You don't know
about that. No, but the first picture wasn't a great picture. The first picture is that picture.
What is going on? Guys.
No, but she is, though.
She's like, I like my melanated queen, man. That's my type. I got no discrimination, though, but the picture I just seen, boy.
Damn.
Oh,
you don't see Coco Jones courtside?
I'm glad I didn't really feel it like that.
I swear. You don't really like her, though.
Not that I don't like her. I ain't got nothing against her. I just don't really feel it like that.
I hate you still.
But yeah, once again, thank you a lot for voting for us for the Gen Z. Oh my days, we need to do a video.
Game.
Yeah, probably do after this, man. We got to wrap up now, you know. Man said we're 20 minutes over time, you know.
Game. Come!
But yeah, thank you a lot again for voting for us.
Appreciate
Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe.
Literally. All we're saying, is the TikTok, all that good stuff.
Everywhere, man. Tell a friend.
Other than that, T-Liner with offense for coming, man.
Thank you. It's been your boy, Hustle Hustler. Stay with Hustler,
Stay with it.
Stay with it, man. It's been your boy, Benz on the booth.
So,
and we'll see you lot in the next one still.